All right, Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Mexico, really getting in touch with nature today. I'm going to be swimming with dolphins a little bit later in the show. Not going in the water here, though. I've been practicing this. Estero El Salado.
Yes, Estero El Salado.
All right, but I'm going to have you say your name, because I've been practicing the name of the place. I'm going to get your name wrong, though, when I say it.
Okay, my name is Isabel Cárdenas.
See, I wouldn't have said it like that. It just sounds more special. It's just, I love the language. All right. So we're here. Now, we're about to take a tour. So we're in a protected area, an environmental zone here. So what was the importance of doing it? And it's a very large area, you were saying.
Yes, actually, it's a natural reserve of Puerto Vallarta. The natural reserve is 169 acres, and from that, 112 are an area that is only for conservation and ecological reserve. Another area is like a buffer area, is about 35 acres, that is between the city and the protected area, the conservation zone. And there are 25 acres for public use. And so today you are visiting one of these public use areas. Mm-hmm. We'll navigate through the channel of Estero El Salado. So you will be able to be in touch with the mangrove forest. And you will see some species that live in here. Every day is different, and every mm-hmm. day, every moment in the day is different. So just see, we never know what will be expected for us.
We never know what we're going to see. Are there any monkeys? Are we going to see a monkey?
No. This is not a monkey area. Monkey area is more in Southeast Mexico, that where the trees are higher. Here's the short trees.
But crocodiles.
River crocodile is the top predator here, but we'll see in the channel, we'll see the small ones, the juveniles and baby crocodiles that they live here, because crocodiles, they need resting areas, mm-hmm. so big ones, they are at the end of the channel, but there is not area for visit.
So if I catch one, can I take it home? No.
No, okay. It's a natural reserve.
That'll get me in trouble.
You cannot take anything from here.
Might be hard at the airport. I'll get in trouble. A lot of different birds.
Oh, yes. In the area, there are registered over 100 species of birds. Few of them come only in winter. That is basically the migratory time. But some of them nest here all year round. And, of course, in the channel, we have more like watered birds. That means they live from fish or from crabs. So they feed or use the channel of the estuary. In the surroundings of the channel, we find other type of birds that they don't live precisely from the fish of the estuary. They could take from some fruits or something like seeds of the trees or vegetation in the close area of the estuary.
So how many different kinds of animals are there here then? So we've got crocodile, we've got birds, there's a crab, you said?
Yes, crabs. We will see some crabs in especially summertime. You can see so many different species of crabs. We have also mollusks, and also we can see some mammals like raccoons, like sariguayas. That is in English. Well, that is opossum.
Opossum. Okay.
Opossum. There are a few of them also. And also, even a fox, the silver fox, could be seen here. Some wild cats also from this area that they are called jaguarundis, basically. And of course, since it's an urban estuary, there are some dogs and cats. They live here.
Wow, and of course, can I wrestle a crocodile if we see a crocodile? Can I grab? No?
No.
All right.
No, okay. don't put your hands out
don't
of
touch
the body.
Them. No. Okay, I might lose some fingers. All right, so again, mexico.jbonair.com, you can see the pictures and everything that we're doing. And then I guess in about 15 minutes, we're going to be up overlooking, you were saying.
Yes, we will be arriving to a place that we have a tower. There you will be appreciating basically the whole area, the 169 acres that I told you that are protected. And also, well, from there you can see the different species of mangrove and resident area that is around the stereo.
So we might see some birds there. All right.
Yes.
Something to look forward to. All right.
Yes.
We'll be back in about 15 minutes here live from Mexico.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.